He's okay when he's in a good mood. He needs to drink, but he doesn't dare to these days. You know, one drink is too many, two is not enough. And that makes him edgy. When he's in a bad mood, he'll tread on your toes and then shout at you for not standing up straight.
You're normal, said Cheery, shyly. I like you.
Angua patted her on the head. You say that now, she said, but when you've been around here for a while, you'll find out that sometimes I can be a bitch.
What's that?
What? That painting with the eyes.
Or 2 points of red light, said Cheery.
Oh, yeah?
It's the last thing Father Tubalcheck saw, I think, said the dwarf.
Angua stared at the black rectangle. She sniffed.
There it is again.
Cheery took a step backwards.
What? What? Where's that smell coming from?
Angua demanded.
Not me, said Cheery hurriedly.
Angua grabbed a small dish from the bench and sniffed at it.
This is it. I smelled this at the museum. What is it?
It's just clay. It was on the floor in the room where the old priest was killed, said Cheery. Probably it came off someone's boot.
Angua crumbled some of it between her fingers.
I think it's just potter's clay, said Cheery. We used to use it at the guild for making pots, she added, just in case Angua hadn't grasped things. You know, crucibles and things. This looks like someone tried baking it but didn't get the heat right. See how it crumbles?
Pottery, said Angua. I know a potter. She glanced down at the dwarf's iconograph again.
Please, no, she thought. Not one of them.
The front gate of the College of Arms, both front gates, were swung open. The two heralds bobbed excitedly around Corporal Nobbs as he tottered out.
Has your lordship got everything he requires?
said Nobby.
If we can be of any help whatsoever. Any help at all?
Sorry about your boots, my lord, but the wyvern's been ill. It'll brush off no trouble when it dries.
Nobby tottered off along the lane.
He even walks nobly, wouldn't you say? More nobly than nobly, I think.
It's disgusting that he's a mere corporal, a man of his breeding.
Igneous the Troll backed away until he was up against his potter's wheel.
I never done it, he said.
Done what? Said Angua. Igneous hesitated. Igneous was huge and, well, rocky. He moved around the streets of Ankh Morpork like a small iceberg, and, like an iceberg, there was more to him than immediately met the eye. He was known as a supplier of things, more or less any kind of things, and he was also a wall, which was the same as a fence, only a lot harder and tougher to beat. Igneous never asked unnecessary questions because he couldn't think of any.
Nothing, he said finally.
Igneous had always found the general denial was more reliable than the specific refutation.
Glad to hear it, said Angua. Now, where'd you get your clay from?
Igneous's face crinkled as he tried to work out where this line of questioning could possibly go.
I got receipts, he said. Every bit properly paid for.
Angua nodded. It was probably true. Igneous, despite giving the appearance of not being able to count beyond 10 without ripping off someone else's arm and having an intimate involvement in the city's complex hierarchy of crime, was known to pay his bills. If you were going to be successful in the criminal world, you needed a reputation for honesty.
Have you seen any like this before? She said, holding out the sample.
It's clay, said Igneous, relaxing a little. I see clay all the time. It don't have no serial number. Clay's clay. Got lumps of it out the back. You make bricks and pots and stuff out of it. There's lots of potters in this town, and we all got the stuff. Why you want to know about clay?
Can't you tell where it came from?
Igneous took the tiny piece, sniffed it, and rolled it between his fingers.
This is crank, he said, looking a lot happier now that the conversation was veering away from more personal concerns. That's like crappy clay, just good enough for them lady potters with dangly earrings, what make coffee mugs, what you can't lift with both hands.
He rolled it again.
Also, It got a lot of grog in it. That's bits of old pots, all smashed up real small. Makes it stronger. Any potter got